Unit 2, Communicating with Patients and Families. Exercise 5, page 7.
Hayward Health Clinic Memo. Subject, Communicating with Patients. Nurses, as you know, clear communication is vital to providing the best care possible. However, it seems that as of late, we are not getting all the information we need. If you suspect you are not getting enough information from a patient, remember some of the possible causes of such miscommunication. Poor health literacy. Uninformed patients may not understand key terms. Negative preconceptions. Patients may not trust medical professionals or may experience anxiety. Cultural differences. Different cultures may have different approaches to dealing with illness. If you recognize any of these issues, a few simple steps can be taken to help improve communication. Establish a good rapport. It's very important to the therapeutic process. Show empathy. Be aware of how your verbal and non-verbal cues affect the interaction. Don't use too much jargon, since this may confuse or intimidate your patient. Ask open-ended questions to help signal to patients that you care about their input. Remember, you are our first and most important line of communication to patients. The more information we can give and receive, the better care we can provide.